Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came in and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But, knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. And Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring, and the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob'? He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Lucas Witt from St. Peter Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Think back to the last time you put together a jigsaw puzzle. First, you looked for those pieces that go on the outside. You made the outside border probably a square or a rectangle as you set to see the limits of your puzzle, the size, the shape. And then after that outside border, that outside limit was set, then you started working on the inside. You knew all the pieces remaining had to go inside that puzzle. And if they didn't fit, then they had to be cast out. They were not part of that picture, that overall panoramic that the puzzle held. It's so easy to find the wrong puzzle pieces in today's world. There are so many empty philosophies, so many people trying to hold their own view, so many people setting their own rule, their own limits, and saying, "This goes wherever I want." Like the religious leaders today who tried finding that perfect question, that perfect puzzle piece to blow up Jesus' vision, hoping he would say, "I don't know, that doesn't fit." But we know that Jesus himself being God not only has the answer to every question that exists, Jesus is the answer to every important question that exists. He is the Alpha and the Omega to every question that we have on this earth now and for eternity. It's not too easy to be caught up in the philosophies around us. "Oh, the body and blood, that's not the real presence, that's symbolic," philosophy leached into the church. "Well, Jesus didn't really talk about homosexuality, but, oh, he actually did talk about marriage." There's trying to be limits set on Jesus all around us. "Jesus is fine in your house, but, you know, in the real world, we have to stick to reality," they say. "Jesus is fine, but we have to get to the deeper stuff." The truth is that Jesus is the deeper stuff. Jesus is the answer to every important question that exists. So how do we react when we hear what the talk show hosts are talking about, what we read in the newspaper, what's on the news, when our children or grandchildren come home and talk about what they learned of seismic waves and chaos theory and evolution and gender fluidity and anatomy, aliens, and midichlorians. Okay, the midichlorians are from Star Wars, but regardless, we can take all these and look back at the living Word of God, at Jesus Christ, who's active now and forevermore. He gives us a frame in his scripture. He gives us the limits, and everything fits inside of it. So all the truth that is in science and biology and anatomy and algebra will fit inside the truth of Jesus Christ. And yet, if something falls outside those limits, why, if you only have science alone or biology alone or anatomy alone, and you don't look at those outside limits, then we have just kind of like a random bunch of pieces of the puzzle where this one goes over here, this one goes over there. I kind of like it that way. It works for me. It fits. It looks pretty. Without that frame of the word, there is no limit. If we don't look back at Jesus' words, then we are given to attack him with lies. And when you challenge Jesus, who has the ultimate truth, why, coming after him with lies is just going to be embarrassing, because Jesus is the answer to every important question that exists. It will not hold water when reflected upon his word. But what a joy it is that we have the perfect answer, that we have the answer to every important question in life, that we have Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And so my question for you is, are you able to stand up and answer like Jesus? Are you able to stand up and articulate what Jesus says for those who are to ask you, hey, this church says this, and the news says this, and that church says this, but what do you say? For you care and love me more than any of them. And from there, we get to give the witness of eternal life and the cross. And not just that, but also the challenge and opportunity about money and government and marriage and eternity and all those things that Jesus talks about as well. So my question to you is, are you able to answer with the words of Jesus?
We thank Pastor Lucas Witt from St. Peter Lutheran Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.